Bam, 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 bam. Yeah. All right. And let's make sure we pick the right thing. Close, close, close. All right. Hello. It's newish. It's newish news to me. It's June the 6th, 2022. And I'm DJ Marcus. I got calm on my phone today, so I'm hoping you can hear me okay. We don't have sounds yet. I was going to do that this weekend, but instead I fell down a rabbit hole of working on my motorcycle. All right, great. Thanks, Stug. Well, we're going to go ahead then and just do the show as if I was at home. I'm up here on the roof of the garage in sunny Austin, Texas. It is going to be 40 degrees or so today. It's currently 34 degrees. The high should be 38. This is in Celsius. I don't have the conversion app, so I don't know. I just know like 40 is around 100 degrees, and so that's my it's too hot to be outside meter. Shout out to Stug Incom and everyone else that is hanging out there. You know, we've got F Fog logged in a few times, John M, Bob Jonkman, Adam D, good friend Snowdusk, SMJ, probably Claudio M. Yeah, Claudio M's here. We're all just having a good time in Com. It is one of my favorite features of SDF. But we're not here to talk about favorite features of SDF. No way. You know what we're trying to do? We're trying to talk about the news, baby. That's right. We're going to go ahead and talk about the news. We're going to go ahead here. And, ooh, what's that? 22 tabs open. I don't like that. Is there a way to close them all? Close all 10. Perfect. Boom. Now, we can go over here into our bookmarks. Sorry, this is what happens when we try something new. I had been using an offline app, but I realized if I'm doing the show outside, away from everything, then I might as well just do this way. So, it'll just take a second to find it. News to me, today is June 6th, 2022. Starting off in Bangladesh, we'll start the way we pretty much always start, and that, my friends, is with world news. So, first, our friends in Bangladesh. Bangladesh officials say depot fire exacerbated by mislabeled chemicals. Bangladeshi officials have accused the operator of a container depot of exacerbating a deadly blaze by not storing chemicals safely. Nine firefighters were among more than 40 people killed after fire broke out near the port city of Chittagong. Officials said containers of hydrogen peroxide were labeled incorrectly, and firefighters doused flames with water instead of foam. The depot's owner has yet to comment on the allegations. On Monday, officials revised down the initial death toll from 49 to 41, saying some bodies had been counted twice. And I mean, when they're totally burned to a crisp, everybody kind of looks the same. We're all just kind of lumps of charcoal at that point. Hundreds of people were injured or are still missing in the disaster at BM, that's Bravo Mike Container Depot, in Sitakunda, 40 kilometers from Chittagong, and the number of dead is expected to rise. Purnachandra Mutsudi, an assistant director with the local firefighting service, told the AFP news agency that as soon as the firefighters entered the depot on Saturday, they unwittingly doused the hydrogen peroxide with water, setting off an explosive reaction that sent a container flying more than 500 feet. There are some rules to keep hydrogen peroxide. Had we known this, we would never throw water. We would never take our vehicle inside the depot. The fire, which has now been blazing for 3 days, is under control but has not been extinguished completely. Local police chief Abul Kalam Azad said that an investigation into the causes of blaze had begun. It remains unclear what sparked it, which injured about 300 people, more than 12 of whom are in critical condition. I'm sorry I made light of that earlier. Two firefighters are among the missing. People seeking news of those unaccounted for have covered coverage on the local hospital in Chittagong, some holding photos of their loved ones. The family of Imran Hossein Mazumdar identified his body on Monday afternoon. He had been one of the first firefighters on the scene. He leaves behind a wife who's 6 months pregnant, a son, and a disabled daughter. Police spokesman said it could take weeks to identify the deceased. Someone is missing from the fire. Families can give their samples to us, he told BBC Bengali. Officials had collected 23 samples of DNA for testing so far. So, wow, that's pretty rough. Hey, welcome, Petey Boy. Thanks for tuning in, and Claudia Wim. Devil on the shoulder. Beware of SMJ, the Terminator Santa of Com. Well, thank you so much for being here and tuning in. I'm glad you're hearing me. It's very funny. I'm up here on the roof to hide out so that nobody sees me. But I also, the reason I know of this spot is because I've observed the security guards use the spot as their hiding spot when they're trying to just relax between rounds. And so now a security car has come and parked up here not too far away from me. And they're just kind of trying to relax too. It's like, why'd you steal our spot, buddy? Come on, give us our spot back. Anyway, I think I might use the reading list feature next time because that seems like that would be what this is for. We'll see. Anyway, let's go over to South Korea. South Korea and U.S. fire missiles in warning to North Korea. And here, I was thinking that the United States wasn't super into like playing these kind of games with South Korea and North Korea. But hey, I mean, I guess we're technically, it's just an armistice. South Korea and the U.S. launched 8 missiles on Monday in a response to a volley of ballistic missiles fired by North Korea the previous day. It comes as Pyongyang continues to escalate its missile tests. South Korea's president, Yoon Suk-yeol, said his government would respond sternly to any provocation from its northern neighbor. We'll make sure there isn't a single crack in protecting the lives and people, property of our people, he said. Speaking at a war memorial event in Seoul, he added that North Korea's nuclear and missile programs are reaching the level of threatening not only peace on the Korean Peninsula, but also in Northeast Asia and the world. The U.S. and South Korea regularly hold joint military exercises, which often anger North Korea. Early on Monday, hours after North Korea had fired several missiles off its east coast, the two allies launched 8 surface-to-surface Army tactical missile systems, one from the U.S. and 7 from South Korea. Analysts say the moves are South Korea showing off its muscle with the aid of U.S. weaponry. This is the second retaliatory display from the U.S. and South Korea in as many weeks, with similar move made last week after Pyongyang fired a series of missiles in the immediate aftermath of Joe Biden's visit to the region. Such displays have been rare under South Korea's previous administration. The isolated communist state has test-fired dozens of missiles in recent months, including an intercontinental ballistic missile, for the first time in 5 years. So now a cycle is starting to emerge. This weekend, a U.S. aircraft carrier took part in a naval drill with South Korea. The day after, North Korea fired 8 missiles. Now another day on South Korea, and the U.S. have fired 8 missiles of their own in retaliation. The questions are over what these retaliatory drills achieve. Do they make South Korea any safer? And will they get North Korea to scale back its testing or change its behavior in any way? That's a good question. Something we gotta kind of think about. Hey, congratulations, Brandon. Brandon's in Com, and he's graduating soon, so that's pretty good. I'm excited for him. It's gonna be good times, happy times. So congratulations. Alrighty. Well, they made a loop. I think a different car made a different loop and is now hanging out and is like, what's this guy doing in our hangout spot? It's very funny to me. Anyway, there's so much going on in the world. It's like hard to say what's the most fun thing to talk about, or at least the most news to me topic to talk about. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about the death toll in the Iran building collapse. The death toll from the collapse of an Iranian building 2 weeks ago has risen to 41 after 3 more bodies were found. The 10-story Metropole building that was under construction collapsed on May 23rd. As we talked about it twice, I think. The number of victims has risen to 41 after the discovery and identification of three more bodies. Rescue teams are still trying to find more bodies under the rubble. Iran's Vice President for Executive Affairs, Solat Mortazavi, was quoted as saying that the remains of the building will be completely destroyed after removing the debris. Disaster is one of Iran's deadliest in years, sparked a series of demonstrations across the country against authorities accused of corruption and incompetence. So, we'll see how that plays out or if we get anything extra out of it. I have my doubts. That kind of stuff, it's like building collapses, maybe the building owner gets put in jail, but probably not total super likely. While we're talking about death and destruction, though, let's turn to the U.S., because we've had a lot of mass shootings lately. We always have a lot of them, but 4 people died and 28 people were injured in a series of mass shootings across the U.S. on Saturday. See, we're having them all at once now, instead of, like, days apart. 3 people have been killed. First up, days before Portugal's election, quarantined voters cast ballots at home. Wish we could have done that here. Ana Gameiro, her husband and son all tested positive.
Test.
Huh. My phone got hot and then the audio disconnected. Very rude, very rude. hello, Ronald. Welcome. Sorry for the interruption. Am I back online? I think so. Darn it. There we go. Oops. Mic trouble. Alrighty. Cool. It looks like the Validate channel has a, there's an sdf-cn.org. I didn't know about that. I guess that's the Chinese SDF. Anywho, let's get back to it. Independent wants me to register, but essentially there was a mass shooting in Philadelphia late on Saturday after a gunman opened fire into a crowd. Multiple shots were heard before midnight, with several gunmen on the scene. So we will, I'll let you know if I find anything else out. But that was paywalled up, so sorry. Oh, man. Come on. I believe in you, little phone. It's starting to get real hot. It doesn't like broadcasting. Who knew? I don't want to broadcast.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Oh, come on. Do it for me.
Okay, for you. Perfect. Let's go to Nigeria. There was another mass shooting there. Gunmen with explosives stormed on mobile. I've complained about this before, but on mobile, you are attacked with ads on any of these news websites. It's to the point where it's like, I can't even read one line of the story. It's just head to ceiling to floor advertisements. Gunmen with explosives stormed St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church in Owo Town in Ondo State and opened fire, killing at least 50 people. Gunmen attacked a Catholic church in Nigeria during Mass on Sunday, killing at least 50 people, including women and children. So far, what we know is at about 11:30 a.m., which is 10:30 GMT, on Sunday, gunmen with explosives stormed a Catholic church and opened fire in southern Nigeria. According to police authorities, the assailants approached the church during service and started shooting from outside the church. While 4 others shot directly into the church, they also detonated explosives. Doctors, volunteers, and authorities said the death toll was at least 50. Many children were among the dead. A doctor speaking anonymously told Reuters that bodies were brought to 2 hospitals in the town after the attack. He also said there was a need for blood donations to treat the injured. Videos reportedly from the scene of the attack showed church worshippers lying in pools of blood while people wailed around them. It's not immediately clear who was behind the attack. The violence took place at the St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church in Owo Town in Ondo State, Nigeria, as worshippers met on Pentecost Sunday. Owo is about 345 kilometers east of Lagos. Authorities say they've ordered the immediate deployment of armed and specialized police to restore normalcy and fortify the community. Police in Ondo State said an anti-bomb squad was deployed to the scene while efforts are being intensified to arrest the attackers. No groups claimed responsibility, and parts of Nigeria are struggling with security issues, but Ondo is widely known as one of Nigeria's most peaceful states. The state, though, has been caught up in an increasingly violent conflict between farmers and nomadic herders. We talked about this before, but it seems wild that farmers and herders would choose a church to attack. In Nigeria, pastoral land scarcity compounded by increasing urbanization has forced herders onto farmlands. Yeah, we've talked about this already. On Sunday, Nigerian newspaper The Cable reported that ISWAP claimed responsibility for an attack that left two people dead after an explosion last week. So, investigation's ongoing, but it's just a really horrific, wild-ass, it's just incredible. It's one of those things that, like, 50 people is a large body count. That's like, it's just incredible. There was a team of men that went in and shot and blew up this church. So it wasn't like a lone gunman. That's one of the things that you don't really see in the United States that much. Most of our mass shootings are like one person going in and just going nuts, as opposed to, teams going in. I think that's why if there were groups of people, we would probably have a significantly different behavior in the United States. But anyway, let's keep it moving. It's 1917 UTC. That means I got to remind you that at 1930 UTC, every damn day is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a fantastic show that you will want to stick around for. And then at 20 hours on Mondays and Fridays, it's Harry Larry at 20 hours. So you know what you do? You just press the equal sign when you're in comm and you can see the upcoming schedule. And so if you're in a restricted environment like I am, that could be a real big win. 20 and it's Mix Remix, Harry Larry's Mix Remix, followed by Organized Insanity at 2200 and Stoke Sauce is tonight at 00 UTC. So technically Tuesday, but that is a fun show. So if you're up, fun to talk, just something to check it out. You know, just check it out. All right. Well, what else could possibly be happening? Well, you know what is happening. We're going to try and play a song. That's what we're going to do. Let's see if we can do this. Music button? Nope, those are recordings. Other music button? Hey, there we go. Import. Now we go. Let's see. We're going to see if we can handle the bandwidth. We're going to go Nextcloud. You guys are riding with me along with this. We're going to Nextcloud, and then we're going to go to our music folder. Oh, it loaded the first one. So let's see. Now let's see. Will it open this music folder? It did. Oh, man. I think we're almost there. Will it open this folder? Oh, it did. All right. You know what's happening now. We're going to play. Let's see if this will load. I don't know. It says waiting. Boom. Let's see. Spinning wheel. Will we get our song? It's a possibility. This concrete jungle. Spinning wheel. You know what? We're just going to pick one that doesn't say, please wait. This is called Devil Town. Life's alright in Devil Town. We're right, no one's gonna catch us now. Dad has bought a new car now. We're fine, no one's gonna catch us now. Thank you. got about 7 minutes or so to go. Now instead of a car, a real life person was disrupted by me taking the hangout spot. I feel like maybe 1900 UTC to 1930 UTC might be a slow time, or something. well, whatever. Such is life, right? Let's check in with Calm. Oh yeah, I plus some people. I think what I'm going to do is do a... I'm just going to pre-record the shows in the morning so that you get all the sound effects and all the cool features and good audio quality and all of that. Of course, the problem with that is that... what's the word I'm trying to say? Problem is that I might miss some of the more recent or topical news stories, and I won't be able to do stuff dynamically, which I really like. Like, I like being able to give Calm shout-outs, and I like being able to do all that stuff. So, anyway, I just wanted to give you guys the heads up that that's going on. Anyway. What's going on? What else is there? There's a lot. I guess I have so many bookmarks. I bookmarked, like, I usually read and then we'll have like 15 stories and we'll get through like 10. But I bookmarked like 20 something stories today because I was like, oh, that sounds cool. That sounds cool. That sounds cool. And now it's like, ah, crap. It's hard to trim it all down. Let's talk about workers. Working. Thousands of UK workers are starting a four-day week trial from Monday. About 70 companies are taking part in what is thought to be the world's biggest pilot scheme into the working pattern over the next 6 months. The experiment has been organized by a group campaigning for a shorter working week, but for no loss in wages. During the trial, employees will get 100% pay for 80% of the hours they would usually work, with the aim of being more productive. Academics from Oxford and Cambridge University, as well as experts at Boston College in the U.S., will manage the experiment in partnership with the Tank Autonomy. Sam Smith, co-founder of Pressure Drop Brewery in Tottenham, North London, said it felt like a good time for the firm to be trying different working practices. "The pandemic's made us think a great deal about work and how people organize their lives," he added. "We're doing this to improve the lives of our staff and be part of a progressive change in the world that'll improve people's mental health and well-being." His challenge during the pilot scheme is pretty simple. His 9-strong team have to produce and package the same amount of beer as they do now, but in 4 days instead of 5. "I think it's about how you use your time," said Mr. Smith. "So when I talk about being productive, I don't mean being faster at the task you're doing right now. It might be making use of the natural downtimes you have to prepare for the following day." Clara Doherty, who helps run the office for the firm, said the trial is fantastic and part of a natural progression of how we work. So this is very exciting. I'll be providing updates as we go. I saw some online. I'm in some lefty kind of social groups, and there were some great posters advocating for a 4-day work week. They said it was like 1 day for yourself, 1 day for others, and 1 day for 1 day for personal tasks, 1 day for friends and family tasks, and then 1 day for relaxing. And I was like, that's kind of cool. That kind of fits the same thing as like 8 hours for work, 8 hours for rest, and 8 hours for how you please kind of thing. So anyway, you will hear and see more of that. We've got about 3 minutes to go, so I'm just going to tell you the remaining headlines and we can figure it out. Atlanta rapper was killed in home invasion. U.S. rapper named Trouble, who collaborated with Drake and The Weeknd in his career, has died at the age of 34. Local authorities confirmed the death of the artist, whose real name is Muriel Samonte Orr, on Sunday. So if you're a fan of that rapper, that's what's going on there. Hey! Oh, sorry, Jeff. I'm not low.
The microphone is on some headphones, so it's very hard to make my voice sound right.
Stug, you could have been part of it. You just had to work at a brewery or some other kind of physical labor job, I guess. In England, they found out that office workers normally procrastinate 40% of the time. Well, that's why, I guess that's why they're doing the study in England to see, or in the UK to see what's going on. My plus plus is low. Aw, let's see. Press the exclamation point. Wow. I'm at the bottom of the list. Very sad. I'm going to have to work on that over the over this week. Maybe I'll just start handing out prizes. Oh, that's what it is, Jeff. I'm not on comm often. The problem is when I first started using SDF, I would be on comm all the time. And the problem with being on comm all the time is I'm not doing my job. I'm just goofing off or BSing. So that's why I don't use comm a lot, because I end up sucked down the wormhole. I'm very bad at that. All right, what else is going on? An Indiana woman tracked her boyfriend and with using AirTags. In South Carolina, there was a mass shooting with at least one dead and seven injured after 60 to 70 rounds fired at a graduation party. And, well, we're just going to be out of time. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Yes, I remember that SMJ with the ROB. Hey, Froggy Me, welcome, welcome. Please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm getting out of here. Yeah. I'm on the roof, and I don't know how loud I'm talking, so I'm going to take my earplugs out and see. Hello, how's it going? Okay. I was worried I was echoing off of the walls or something. I sometimes am projectile. I pro-